Gloria.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
You look a bit worried. Are you all right?
I'm exhausted. Yesterday's homework took me all evening. It's probably going to double next year, isn't it?
Probably. My older brother has to write long essays for his English literature courses, but we'll have fewer subjects to study. Have you chosen your courses yet?
No. When's the deadline?
We've got another month, but the school emailed us all the list the other day. I have it on my phone.
Oh, let's have a look then.
Here it is. Oh, look. The Spanish and biology timetables clash. I won't be able to do both.
Would you do that, though? Languages and science don't go together, do they?
Well, you'd think not, but actually my aunt is a research scientist and a lot of European universities work together on projects. She's working on a project with a university in Rome, one in Germany and one in Portugal.
Is it a biology project?
No, she's a chemist. They're working on a solution to clean up deadly pollution in rivers and lakes.
That sounds so cool and really fascinating.
It really is. She gets to visit colleagues in different cities sometimes, and she gets her work translated into lots of different languages. She wishes she had learned some German, though, so she could communicate better with her German research partners. She understands Portuguese and Italian, but German, not so much.
When did she learn Portuguese and Italian?
I think she did some of her university degree in Lisbon and some in Rome.
Studying chemistry in different languages.
Yes, she loved it.
So you're kind of following in her footsteps then. Science and languages. You could be a biologist in Spain.
Yep. Or at least study there, or South America.
So, what are you going to do about the timetable clash?
I think I'll talk to the head of year. She's usually quite supportive, isn't she?
Yeah, I had a problem with advanced maths last year. She sorted me out. Some extra classes, no problem.
Are you going to go for maths then?
Definitely. I'm really enjoying it these days. But can I do history too?
Yes, look. They're every other day, but history has double lessons on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and maths is on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so you can go to both.
Great. I'm starting to look forward to next year now.